producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, a lot of the nation enjoying warmer than normal weather in the northern hemisphere. Should be winter-like conditions, and people are out there. I saw a picture on Facebook. Our friend naturopath Roseanne Lindsay Superdon, she was pulling beets out of the ground in December in Wisconsin. I think that's totally cool. Not cool, it's warm. Totally warm.
Wisconsin's usually frozen over by now.
Usually frozen, solid frozen and snow covered for the most part. So extended growing seasons up north. I don't think, you know, everybody that wants to say global warming is bad, I think that's really good. Extended growing seasons, more food for you. I've been enjoying my outdoor garden, of course. Extended seasons are here, just normal. I was out getting loads of vitamin D today, Super Don. I don't know if you did you have sunshine where you were in the bayou?
Sun was a little cloudy today, but I believe it's currently like 73 degrees outside.
Oh, wow. That's good for a nighttime in December. So we were out. Actually, I say we. Everybody was gone running errands. The kids were at school. I went outside to take care of the plants in the front and the back. I decided to let the kitty cat out, you know, as a treat. You know, she's been very sweet. She's an indoor cat, but she really wanted to go out. And she got outside on the front porch and just started doing the dance, like rolling around so happy, uh-huh. Like a little puppy dog. It was cute. And so I'm watering the plants, doing things around. And then she's going out into the grass a little bit and chewing on the grass. And, you know, that was that. She had her fun. I had to kind of track her down a little bit because she didn't want to go back in. But brought her back in and went out back. I transplanted one of the blueberry bushes. I had to mow the front lawn. It was just an outdoor day. I was just thrilled to have that. I'd been missing that recently. And I had to go out and get the kids. I came back from one of those trips, and my wife pointed to the ground, the floor in the house, thankfully on the tiles, and the cat had basically thrown up a whole plant.
Yes.
I like, what is it with cats that they eat all this grass that they can't digest, and they just throw it right back out? I was only grateful that she decided not to do it on a carpet or a rug. That was nice of her.
Gotta love animals.
Yes. So, I love cats, but I think they do this to just purge or something. You know, there's not
they
like they're bulimic.
They do, as a matter of fact. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly,
so it's good for them somehow.
Yeah, I do it every once in a while myself.
You chew on grass outside?
Chew on just grass,
not on the carpet, I hope.
Floor. Yeah. It's good for you. It's kind of like a coffee enema.
The other way. Come on, man. Orange TKO to the rescue. Let me just say that. So we're all good. The cat is happy. Everybody's good. And I'm happy because I'm just loaded with vitamin D today. So feeling really good about that. Anyway, from the sacred fire of liberty to, let's say tolerance. Let's say the key word today, tolerance, right this hour. Why? Because we have a story about tolerance out of Australia. This is interesting. An Australian school that urged tolerance for anti-vaxxers hit with chickenpox outbreak. That's the headline. Now, basically, if you read it or write it correctly, since anti-vaxxers is a public relations term, it's not a real term, it just means that this Australian school was not going to be belligerent. It wasn't going to exclude families, children from families who had ideas about vaccines that might not be, you know, in the mainstream of Australian society. Those that wanted to modify the schedule and some of those who said, no, we're not vaccinating at all for religious reasons or other reasons. Now, I'm always for, you know, for tolerance as long as the tolerance is not endangering somebody. But the argument here, of course, is that it's very dangerous to tolerate people who don't vaccinate. Why? Because they might spread disease. But if that really was the concern, what about the fact that people who are vaccinated spread disease as much or sometimes even more? I'll put that on hold for a moment because the article, in Superdon, did you get that the bent of the article was, I mean, with the headline saying anti-vaxxers, I'm thinking it's by somebody who's like, they want to go, see, we told you, don't tolerate those anti-vaxxers, those people who don't vaccinate. Because guess what? They had an outbreak of chickenpox.
Chickenpox
is bad.
You know, I almost got the feeling that it's like that scene in the Holy Grail where the guy is warning them about the killer rabbit, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no problem. See, I told you. Told you. And you're like, no. Yeah, that's kind of what I got out of this.
So our leftist friends who worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, they're not very tolerant. They don't like tolerance for people who have different views than they do. And this is, you know, these are the same people who are screaming at Donald Trump over about the Muslim ban. And we talked about it in a nuanced way last hour with Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley and Norm Singleton, that it is constitutional to stop immigration from certain countries. It's not the smartest idea to say, let's ban all Muslims, because, as Jonathan pointed out, a Muslim will say, if he's a terrorist, will say, no, I'm Catholic, I'm Jewish, I'm this, I'm that. You know, it's not a good strategy. But to target or look at countries that are state sponsors of terrorism and saying we're going to limit or we're going to scrutinize more heavily, okay. I think that I talk about rightful discrimination all of the time. But where is the tolerance? Where is the tolerance on the left? Because when it comes to this issue of vaccinations, they are highly intolerant. And we heard about the concept of religious freedom, right? How Obama is outraged that Trump said this, and so many, even Republicans in the establishment, are outraged that Trump had said, you know, let's not let Muslims in right now because we don't know what's going on.
Let's be specific here. What you've got is all of the knuckleheads running for president are doing a giant dog pile on Donald Trump right now because they think he's vulnerable at the moment. That's what's going on.
But they're it's not working. Trump's numbers are going up.
No, it's not. They're going to jump on the dog pile, and they're like jumping 3 feet too far and doing a face plant into the wall. It's funny.
Well, and to Rand Paul's credit, he just, instead of attacking Trump, he wrote 10 tweets of the top 10 reasons why Obama's not fit for office. Because they said, well, because that Donald Trump said this, he's unfit for office, when it wasn't really a constitutional issue, interestingly enough. So Trump says, yeah, ban Muslims from entry, and then he says it's good for Muslims. We'll get into that in a moment if we have time. But here's some audio from Obama's national security advisor. Yeah, Ben, what's his name? Ben somebody. I don't even know the guy's name. Ben Rhodes. There it is, Ben Rhodes. And his perspective on tolerance. Let's give a listen from a leftist administration.
It's totally contrary to our values as Americans. You know, we have in our Bill of Rights, respect for the freedom of religion.
Okay, so here we got to juxtapose that with the vaccine issue. Because in California, you all know SB 277, which we featured extensively here, and still talk about it, as more bills are trying to be foisted from a federal and state level to eliminate and eradicate, guess what, folks? Religious freedom. The religious freedom to say no to vaccinations. And so who's tolerant, really? You think Donald Trump is being intolerant? No, he's trying to, and you know, maybe it's not as detailed and nuanced as I would like, but trying to assess this threat of terrorism and not going politically correct on it. And he's not intolerant of Muslims, as he says. He's got friends who are Muslims. He knows, you know, it's like one of those things where if you say something politically incorrect, you're immediately a racist or something. Yet what can we call liberals who are intolerant of people who have religious beliefs that differ from their belief in the religion of science, or scientism, or sci-fiantism? And I find that problematic. Now, those of you would say, well, it's different here because this level of intolerance is okay because you know, if you're tolerant for someone who doesn't vaccinate, you could be harmed by an illness or an ailment. Like what? Chicken pox? This is actually a benefit to that community. Children who get chicken pox are going to be strengthened, not weakened. Children who get chicken pox vaccines end up with shingles or other chronic diseases. And then we could say the same thing in terms of terrorism, but that's a different story. Because terrorists don't enhance your immunity. Getting the disease actually enhances your immunity. And I know this is a hard one. This is a nuanced one that I can't get in an open monologue, opening monologue all the way through, Super Don. But I hope that you're kind of getting a hint of where I'm going with this, the distinctions and the differences in terms of the intolerance of a Trump saying, or someone on the political right saying, hey, we really need to look at the immigration policy, and that being considered racist by the left, and then simultaneously disavowing the leftist behavior of being highly intolerant to people who have perspectives on vaccination. Maybe it's not a religious view. Maybe it's a philosophical or even a medical view that differs from the mainstream on this issue. Say, I'm not willing to risk that. I think the disease is a safer bet than the vaccine. And that, of course, is shouted down. Is there any similarity at all here, Super Don?
Well, you know, what I find interesting is that you look at Trump. Trump is wanting to temporarily stop the immigration of Muslims into the United States because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, of all of the Muslims, there's a small percentage statistically that may commit a terrorist act, correct?
Yes.
This is the thought in that. Now, I can remember back during the measles brouhaha that happened that there were people actually talking about how not getting vaccinated was a source of biological terrorism. They were making the analogy that it was terrorism. And they, USA Today, Slate Magazine, all of these politicians that today are condemning Donald Trump for wanting to ban Muslims because there's a chance that somebody could die are the same people that were calling for the banning, literally or rhetorically speaking, of parents who did not vaccinate their kids because it was dangerous and might kill some people. So there's a bit of, I think, a bit of hypocrisy there.
A bit. you know, it's a bitch. You know, when you talk about these things to liberals and they don't get it. They don't get it. Or anybody that worships the vaccine construct. And it could be a conservative, but they tend to basically defer to your independent judgment or your family's perspective or your religious beliefs more so than those of our friends on the left. I'm just saying that may be a generalization, but I think it holds pretty clear. If you got an alternate view, go ahead and let it loose. 866-939-BELL or go to robertscottbell.com.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Notes are up at robertscottbell.com. We're still getting questions, Super Don, about archives. People were used to getting them one way. Now it's changed and stuff. Is there an RSS feed at Talk Network yet?
Working on that.
Okay. All right. So be patient. But, of course, GCN is the fastest with the draw. Right after the show, it goes up. The archives more quickly than anywhere else before it appears later. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times. UK Health Radio, of course, they have theirs as well, which is exciting that we're all over the world. And eventually the Talk Network will be up to speed on that, too. So thank you all for being here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, robertscottbell.com. That is where the notes are, and that is where the links out to all of the things we're discussing. And, of course, those wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible all that time. Now, Super D, we were talking about a very nuanced and layered subject in regard to the vaccines intolerance, the religious tolerance, but the religious intolerance on one level, and how there's a disconnect, cognitive dissonance, or flat-out hypocrisy on the issue of tolerance from the left in this regard. Is it wrong of me to be pointing that out for the political left? Because I find their faith in religious science or science as religion, vice versa, is just disturbing to me.
Well, it's a very complicated thing. Now, I will say on the onset here that if people think that criticizing Donald Trump for saying what he said is somehow going to make him a bad guy, you're wasting your time, okay? Because literally earlier this morning, new polls came out, showed him back on the top, even after saying what he said about banning the immigration of Muslims. Those to keep in mind, and I know that we touched on this before, something very similar like this has been done in this country by presidents of this United States.
Yeah, we talked about Carter in Iran, you know.
And so, FDR did something very similar. And like I said, we would not condone at this point putting Muslims in internment camps like FDR did. here's the thing, okay? Why are we jumping up and down about Muslims from other countries coming to this or wanting to come to this country, violating their religious rights, when we are not respecting the religious rights of the people that are already here?
Yeah, yes, that you said it so well. There it is. I'm going to hang up my radio hat. You've got it. Take over the show, my friend. That's beautifully said.
It's so true. Yeah, I mean, but why is it? It's because we're talking about Muslims, okay? That's a hot-button issue. You don't want to say bad things about Muslims. It's just like talking about Jews.
But wasn't it the same thing about Jews, you know? Wasn't it great yesterday with Pastor Chuck Baldwin? I mean, a Christian minister, pastor, who said, no, this is not about a religious war between Islam and Christianity.
That's
not the politically correct thing to say, because it's about a war. It's with everybody. It's like, come on, really?
That makes about as much sense as saying that Starbucks is committing a war on Christmas because they didn't put reindeer on their coffee cups, you know?
I mean, it
has about the same amount of logic attached to it. But, you know, listen, what I really want to do is I want to go to all of these stupid, you know, hot air-filled balloons that are on TV.
Yeah.
They're just spouting off about how Donald Trump. These people had no problem with jumping on the, you know, demonized parents bandwagon back, you know, earlier in the year after the situation down in Southern California with the measles. They had no problem with that. In fact, there's the one lady, I forget her name, that's trying to pass the bill on a federal level.
Yes, you know, to Miami. Yeah.
Right, to force vaccinations on everybody in the country. But these people now, I guarantee you, that woman that's trying to pass that bill, she is, I'd bet $100 right now, that she is thinking that Donald Trump is doing some horrible thing by suggesting that we should ban, you know, temporarily ban Muslim immigration.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Well, thanks for going deeper on that in this segment. I know we were going to cover a Chipotle story, and I'll say this briefly. Chipotle shares jump as CEO apologizes over this illness about the norovirus. Is that all you have to do is apologize and your stock goes back up? Oops, sorry.
We're going to do better. They're never going to eat there ever again. It's going to tank. Oh, and then the guy comes on and says, I'm sorry. In fact, our restaurants are going to be the cleanest place you could possibly eat ever. And the stock goes up.
Right. There you go. There's Chipotle. All right, we're off to a break, and we're going to be back with a question of the day regarding the Truth About Cancer Awards Gala. Is there a possibility you can see what went on there? We'll let you know. What about being unhappy and your health? Is there a relationship? There's some disputing science we're going to have to cover when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Right, remember tomorrow, Detox It Fridays with my good friend Dr. Daryl Wolf. And I'm telling you, the depth of this guy's knowledge on emotional healing is so incredible. I'm just blown away with the experience of already working with Dr. Daryl Wolf. So docofdetox.com he is at, and you can download his book, Healthy to 100, for free. Until January 2nd. So go ahead and do that, and you'll be plugged into a whole other level of healing. We hope to hear from Michael Schmidt. We're trying to coordinate that up in Canada about the raw milk, the attack on this guy, a farmer who just wants to provide what his customers want, real milk, unadulterated, unpasteurized. Imagine that. And they're still going after him. So we'll see if we can coordinate that. And what else? What else? Being happy. Or unhappy. What is this? There's more science on whether it impacts your health. And this is talking about optimism is evidently better than gratitude for what they call ACS patients. Those are acute coronary syndrome patients. So these are the people that have had heart attacks, I imagine. The outcomes after an acute coronary syndrome. So, Superdon, it looks like optimism is better than gratitude. And it's funny the way that they use the headline, optimism trumps gratitude. Now, everybody wants to use Trump in a headline. I think it gets more traffic.
I think so, actually. You know what? There might be actually something to that. But, you know, I don't really like that. Because it's like, okay, we've done some scientific study, and we've found that optimism is better than gratitude. Well, you know what? You can't. I don't think you can compare the two. You should have both optimism and gratitude.
Well, they're saying that there are... Well, they're. I don't know how they're linking this, but they say optimism was associated... I mean, we'll assess this. Let's make our opinion be known. Optimism was associated with slightly less risk of cardiac readmission over 6 months, independent of age and sex, they say. The trait was associated with greater numbers of steps taken per day as measured by accelerometer. What the hell is that? An accelerometer? At that point in the fully adjusted model. So I guess maybe it's one of those things that they strap these patients down with the stuff so they when they move, they can track their movement to do this test. So what they're saying here is, okay, if you're grateful... That's one thing, but it might not result in more activity, right? Gratitude, what is gratitude? Gratitude typically is considered you're grateful for something that happened in the past or you're grateful for what's happening now. Do people often look at the future with gratitude? I mean, I think it's a good thing to do. I mean, if you fill yourself with gratitude, couldn't it be past, present, and future? But I guess that they're assessing that this optimism is more of a future-looking if you can call it an emotion or perspective, then when you're optimistic, you're actually doing things to change your future. So it's a more active state than gratitude. Now, I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it, but I guess it's interesting when they take it down to that level. We talk about nuance today on the air. This is kind of a nuanced study to say, all right, why is this? Maybe it's because when you're optimistic, you're future-focused as opposed to past or even present-focused. What do you think of that, Superdon?
That's heavy.
I know. Pretty intense, huh? The findings are very encouraging, according to Alice H. Lichtenstein. Or is it Lichtenstein? She's a doctor of science of Tufts University of Boston. And she wasn't involved in the study, but she suggests clinicians should put more emphasis on assessing the level of optimism post-event in their patients and, if necessary, provide support to increase levels. How do you increase levels of optimism? I mean, is this a drug-focused study, or is this something?
you just take an extra dose, right?
Right. Here's a dose of optimism. Let me give you an injection. Now, granted, I don't know if you've seen this, but Dr. Batar, somebody videotaped, if you call it videotape anymore, digitaped Dr. Batar's acceptance speech for his Lifetime Achievement Award at the Truth About Cancer. And he, you know, he brought this up, and I brought it up with him again on Advanced Medicine this week, how a stage two with no metastasis kind of cancer diagnosis can result in the death of a patient, and a stage four with full-on metastasis, multi-system interaction, organ failure even, can result in a life-changing positive outcome because the patient had a different emotional state. A desire to live, a purpose for living, something like that. And optimism perhaps could be associated with a purpose for living. I mean, if you have no purpose for living, how are you optimistic about your future? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But yeah, it's kind of hard. I mean, you know, I'm trying to navigate through this study that they did here. And it's like, okay, so optimism was associated with less risk of cardiac readmission after 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was associated with greater numbers of steps taken per day as measured, like you said, an accelerometer. Okay, so if you're optimistic, then you're going to be more active, I guess, and have more activity than if you are feeling gratitude.
Yeah, I mean, again,
gratitude.
It's a tough one to parse. optimism.
Then I guess
was just,
what? You're thankful. Oh, thank you so much for doing all this stuff, and then so you're not motivated by
just thankful.
Thankful and be optimistic at the same time.
Yeah, I don't. I agree. I don't think this would preclude that. I just, for whatever reason, they wanted to break out this optimism from gratitude, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive. In fact, of course, I've said this often. If you're grateful in life, you're often given more wonderful things, as opposed to having an attitude of scorn or disdain or something that is not, you know.
It's really bizarre, isn't it, that they do scientific studies like this. And I'll tell you, the reason why I grabbed onto this study was because we have kind of a double your fun situation here on studies regarding
emotions.
Because they did another study where they show that being unhappy or stressed will not kill you.
Really? Wait a second. Now they're suddenly disavowing any relationship between the emotional state and your state of health or even risk for dying.
They're saying here that basically you can be a grouch and you might be miserable, but it doesn't mean you're going to die sooner.
Well, I mean, I guess you certainly you can see curmudgeons that are 90 years old. I mean, so is it 100% correlation or causation with your, I don't know that this study is telling us anything really, because if you're a clinician, if you're a healer, you know, I mentioned Dr. Bitar, or we talk now a lot about emotional healing with Dr. Daryl Wolf, the doc of detox. And it's like your emotional state definitely translates into your physical state. You can't tell me that, you know, being depressed is somehow going to help you be better physically overall. I mean, if you're depressed, are you going to go out and exercise? Again, we liken that kind of optimism, more activity, pessimism. What's the point, right? When you tell somebody, hey, maybe you should eat organic, and then they say, well, you know, everything's toxic anyway. What does it matter, right? That's not going to be of benefit to you long term, in my opinion. I just don't see that. So.
Well, again, I think we've got science trying too hard to examine this thing and try and analyze it within the little bubble that they live in, and not looking, you know, outside of the box on this. Not to mention the fact, and they do make some reference to this in the study, that people who are stressed, unhappy, angry, depressed, have a tendency to rely on certain crutches to get through life. Whether we're talking about smoking or drinking or drugs or things of that nature. So I think there's what they would consider an indirect effect that not being happy or being stressed out can have on mortality.
Well, because it impacts your
taken into account here.
Yeah, it impacts your behavior. I mean, how many studies have shown that happy people live longer, right? Certainly they live younger. You know, we see people that have a great joy in life. They tend to be at every age younger looking. Certainly they can do more. I don't think that this study contradicts that. I just think that they're saying, well, being unhappy isn't a direct link. Okay, all right.
You know, something else that's interesting here. They did not study any men in this study.
It's all women.
A million women. A million grouchy women.
A million grouchy women. Okay. Were they grouchy all of the time or just one time during the month? They didn't say. All right. Before I get into any more trouble, we are going to go to you, the listener.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
You don't actually have to be a listener. I mean, you could be an active participant in the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can just leave a message for us at the website at robertscottbell.com. And this is a question coming in from Heather. It says, hi, RSB. My question about whether Ty is going to offer any of his Truth About Cancer Awards presentations to the public seems not to have been posted from earlier today. Heather's not very patient with me, right? If you write into the website, I don't necessarily post your questions, but we do answer them on the air, and sometimes I respond directly via email to you if you have an email address that is legitimate. I will respond often when necessary. Heather says, I saw Dr. Bitar's video of his award acceptance in which he mentioned his love for you. That was very nice of Dr. Bitar, yes. I lost my mom and grandmother to breast cancer which I now know, or I know now, ultimately spread throughout their bodies due to their chemo and radiation therapies. I know that now, thanks to shows like yours and Ty's Truth About Cancer interviews, I bought Ty's book Too Late for My Mom. The holidays are always tough for me, but I'm glad I'm healthy thanks to much of the info from your shows. Love your show, and it's not the same when Super Don is out gallivanting around the Gulf Coast. Look at you! They love you, sorry. Super Don, just in case you were bummed out and not grateful.
Yeah, I know. You know, look, and things have been a little different. I will agree, and I'm sure you will as well.
Where is Super Don?
I've been very busy.
You call me the hardest working man. There's nothing compared to you, my friend.
Yeah, now that will be changing soon.
Okay, all right. The shift is on, my friend.
Back in the saddle again.
Okay, in answer to Heather's question, yes, the good news is the videos from the award ceremony of The Truth About Cancer held in Nashville, Tennessee, last week, will be available soon. We've actually seen some of it. It just went private for some reason, so we're going to get you that link maybe even later today or certainly by tomorrow. So that's good news, Heather. Thanks for asking the question. Be patient. We've got to visit a Minorosaurus Rex after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clavella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the help world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always look on the bright side of life.
We don't care what the science says. We're going to be happy. So what? It doesn't impact certain biomarkers the way they say it does or doesn't do. I don't know. The bright side of life. You know, it's really rough when, you know, your kids start getting into Monty Python and you got to tell them, oh, you know, don't do all of a song when you go to school. Not all of it.
Oh, I think there's one word in that.
One word, I know. But it's very funny. Monty Python makes me happy, makes me laugh. It probably extends your life. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, and you know what? If it didn't extend your life, so what?
So what? Exactly. Enjoy it. You got to have fun doing this. You know, listen, all the healing work we do, not always pleasant and fun, but more often than not, it's uplifting, honestly. To bring the power back to you where it belongs, it cranks that light up on let's say, a higher level. And I like it. Makes me happy. So there. You know what else makes me happy? Happy Hanukkah. Rachel and Monica. What? Yes. Well, listen, we had menorahs growing up. You didn't have menorahs. Did you even know what a menorah was when you grew up?
You know what? I did.
You did?
We actually learned about it in school.
Oh.
I can remember learning about the menorah, learning about the dreidel, and stuff. Yeah, it was something that actually was taught in school.
Well, there's some real creative items that kids are putting. I think a kid put this together. You know, handmade items. There's so many ways you can be creative to earn a living today, or even supplement what you're doing. Somebody came up with this idea of converting old children's toys, like those dinosaur figurines, into menorahs, and they're selling them online for good money, decent money, handmade items. I think they're spray painting them gold or different metal-like colors, and they're putting the little candle holders on them. And you've got this one picture, I don't know if you can see it here, a Menorahsaurus Rex. It's a great, great idea. It's very cute. The kids will, kids will never be into Hanukkah as much as when you turn their menorah into a Menorahsaurus Rex.
That's right. And if you looked over on the same page there, they've done this with numerous little figures. There's one here that's a hippo menorah. So they took a hippopotamus, turned it into a menorah, and they call it the Menopopotamus.
Menopopotamus. This is cute.
Yes.
What is this one? This looks like a lobster. What are they calling this? Menobster? A menobster. No, that's not kosher. That's just not kosher. You can't do that. Right.
Oh, yeah. Is that a party foul there?
Yeah, probably. Not kosher. Even if a rabbi blesses the lobster as shellfish, I don't think
All right. Well, then how about the Menosiraptor?
Menosiraptor. That's kind of cool. I've got a Menorosaur. A Menorosaur. It's like a Brontosaurus. Yeah.
Okay.
These are fun ways to celebrate the Festival of Lights. Talk about turning your light on. Baruch atah Adonai, everybody. So, anyway, with that, I mean, eight days of not Halloween candy, hopefully, but little trinkets and gifts. By the way, you know, the whole idea of gift giving on Hanukkah was only to make the Jewish kids not feel so left out because they didn't have, you know, Christmas. Which, by the way, Christmas, of course, was that the reason for the season was to go out and be materialistic? I don't think so. I don't think that was the real reason.
You mean it wasn't about Santa?
I don't think Santa was involved in there. And Christmas trees are basically pagan. But you listen, it doesn't. I don't sweat the small stuff like that because it's all small stuff. If you want to enjoy a celebration and do it that way, and it violates these certain aspects of your theology, I think the joy it brings is okay. It's all right. Although the oil it depletes might not be so good if it's coming from China, but that's a whole other story. Did you hear Trump say China? China.
Yeah. Yes. Now he's saying Muslim. But
all the deals. Whatever. What a deal.
Whatever. My prediction.
Yeah.
My prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is going to completely come away from this big thing going on now over the Muslim thing, basically unscathed. Would you be want to maybe wager at this point? Do you think
he's
going to get the nomination?
Honestly, I don't know. It's hard to conceive of who would beat him at this point based on every supposed gaffe the mainstream media likes to point out, says this will do him in. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the wager bet yet. Let me think about it. Maybe tomorrow we'll come back and talk about it some more.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, folks. Thanks for being with us. Another broadcast healing opportunity we've had together. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.